Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're celebrating over 10 years on the air at KCNR. Wow. I know. Hey, phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR. 1460.com. Today, the 23rd of April, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. There are front lines out there. And you think about it, it's not just the doctors and nurses. It's the people that work in the hospital. It's the people that bring them in. I mean, you know, they're all exposed. Now, as this week finishes and next week begins, we're going to have a variety of different groups of people on, including the Stanford group who wrote this study in Santa Clara about maybe this is a lot more widespread than we thought, and that the you know that it's not quite as dangerous as we think.
Wow.
So I've got one of the authors of that coming on next Wednesday. So that's going to be interesting. He's been in, they've published this thing. They're starting to get, I talked to him yesterday. So it's an interesting viewpoint on this from people that have researched it, doctors and ophthalmologists from Stanford and USC, plus others going on. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, what's the weather look like?
Today in the North Valley, sunny and a high of 82 with a low of 55. Tomorrow, more sunshine, a high of 87 with partly cloudy skies and a low of 58. Saturday and Sunday, partly sunny and 85 for Saturday, 86 for Sunday. Heading into next week for Monday, mostly sunny and 86. Now, here's the thing. Next Tuesday, it's going to start getting hot with a high of 94 degrees. So, yes, we're going to be looking at swimming pool weather next week. It's currently clear in downtown
Reading.
If you have
a swimming pool in your backyard.
Oh, that's true. That's true. It is currently clear in downtown Reading. Red Bluff is 57, 56 in Anderson. It is 52 in the city of Shasta Lake and 54 degrees in downtown Reading. And today is Thursday, April 23rd. Today is Cherry Cheesecake Day, Lost Dog Awareness Day. It's Picnic Day. It's Support Teen Literature Day, Take a Chance Day, Take Our Sons and Daughters to Work Day, and Talk Like Shakespeare Day.
Yeah.
How doth he doing?
Yeah, taking my children to work is just a little bit difficult. Somehow my English Shakespearean breaks down into an Irish-Scottish brogue because I can't keep them apart. So I go back to my just, y'all, hey, y'all. You know, hey, let me carry you to the store.
It was a nice effort.
all of that, weather, everything else was brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and they've got all their people on the road making sure people have got their propane needs handled. Well, we've had another case of coronavirus. Another one's tested positive. That's our teenager, I believe, yesterday, that it brings it up to 27 in Shasta County. I'm here with Joe Rodola, who is head of the Small Business Development Center out on Airport Road, but has been answering a lot of questions, has been busier than a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs, you might say.
There you go.
Now, I've got a couple comments here before we get started. You know, people in my office haven't received their checks, that $1,200 check, and neither's Joe. And so I was thinking, well, maybe it's like alphabetical order. Obviously it's not, because other people whose names are back out there have gotten it. But I've read that the government is launching the next group of checks this week. And go in direct deposit. Plus, they're mailing a whole bunch of checks, and that's going to take a while.
Yeah.
So, did you hear that too?
I heard the same thing, yeah.
Okay. The other thing that got me going, I know. You know, the longer you stay locked up, you find it's shorter. Your fuse gets just a little bit shorter. That's why I went off Facebook yesterday. No, I'm not getting into Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm finding that I want to say things to friends. No, that's not true. I want to say things to people I don't know that I would. First of all, I don't know them, and I don't really give a damn what they think. So why would I get upset about it, except it's stupid? They say stupid things. Yeah. And so I find myself in these battles, and not battles, but I write something. And so I said, you know, Carl, it's time to take a time out. It's kind of like when I played golf when I got back from Desert Storm. We had a lot of time on our hands because our equipment's still coming back. So every afternoon after we finished, I went down and took lessons. And I started playing golf, and I got pretty good. And then I came into that day where I said, this is going to be the day that I'm going to get, you know, right at 80, which is good. I mean, it's tremendous for me. And
good for anybody.
Yeah, and I shot like a 98. And I got all, you know, PO'd at myself and, you know, practiced a lot more. And next weekend when I was shot a 96. And I put my clubs away for like 6 months because I said, why are you getting upset about this? Yeah, you know, you can do better, but are you a golfer or are you, you know, or do you have another job like being a Marine officer? So I'm kind of like that is why am I getting upset over things that I never got upset about before? And so I just kind of like, I'm letting it go. I'm letting Facebook go for a while. So if I don't answer your, if I don't respond to things, it's because I'm taking a hiatus for a week or so. Anyway.
That's a good idea, actually.
But I did watch Tucker Carlson last night, and then I read his article this morning. He starts out a show, I think, with an editorial. The money has been flowing. You know, this thing was out there to help small businesses. I mean, it was touted for helping small businesses. And, you know, businesses, you know, small businesses are businesses of 500 people or less. And all of a sudden, all this money is flowing to these huge businesses and universities. Harvard with something like a $41 billion endowment was taking the money, and Trump shined the light on him, saying, why are you taking this money? You've got $41 billion in there, and they returned the money. But then what Carlson was pointing out was that different universities. One university that I've never heard of, I don't think anybody has, is called, Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
I've never heard of that.
No, never.
It's getting $4.8 million in bailout money, and amazingly, that's less than the university president, Shirley Ann Jackson, pays herself each year. That's less. So she's making more than $4.8 million of this. I've never heard of this place. But then you get into places like Columbia is getting $12.8 million in bailout money and is paying has an $11 billion endowment, and their president is getting $2 million a year. When we gave out, remember when we went through this before and we propped up the banks.
Oh, right.
And they put a limit on how much the CEO could make.
Yeah.
Well, you're seeing money going out to these big businesses. And there's small businesses around here that are viable parts of our community didn't get money.
They're hurting.
The first time.
They are hurting.
And now they still haven't, I think you told me, they still haven't even passed that thing yet.
No, it hasn't passed the other part of the Congress yet.
It hasn't passed the House.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, what are they doing to it? But so now we've got businesses out here that because of this rush on the money, and this money seems to have gone to many large businesses, a lot of these small businesses are screwed.
Hopefully the pressure that has been placed upon them by the media has helped in that they have placed a light on some of these things that I can't remember the actual first name of the something shack. Some kind of
Solo Shack or something like that.
$10 million they got.
Yeah.
They're returning it, but
yeah, because he said, "Well, we put it in like everybody else, but I didn't realize, you know, blah blah blah." And he gave it back.
He did.
Harvard gave it back because Trump pointed them out specifically, and finally the media starts looking at why are you getting this business, and and Joe Rodola and Sue McLean have got their businesses down here, and they can't even get a dollar, and they've got 20 people working for them.
I did some math on that real quickly. $10 million, you know, if somebody, say, a small business got $10,000, let's say, or $5,000 a piece for a small business,
yeah,
that'd take care of 2,500 small businesses, that one payout.
One payoff.
It's up $10 million. So I'm going, you know, that if the pressure comes on, if the light turns on these people's heads, or if they're forced to, and it goes, and they return it,
mm-hmm,
that means they just saved 2,000 businesses. Now, that is what it was designed
for. That's what
to
it's
do.
Designed for. Not going into bailing out universities that are paying their people, paying their presidents that much, or, you know, they've got $41 billion in endowments. University of Pennsylvania, or I'm sorry, Michigan, pays their football staff $8 million. And they got something like, $15 million. So $8 million goes to the football staff. And Ohio State gets something like $12 million, their football staff.
Amazing.
Hello?
It is amazing.
Hello? I mean, and they both of them have multi-billion dollar endowments.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Hey, let's take a quick break. That didn't count as a rant. A rant is when I pick a particular subject and then just go off. But this, to me, the more you're reading about it, and then and then we just shut down the state of California, just shut down demonstrations on public, on state-owned property.
Right.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit, too. 7:16 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition is still open, of course. They've changed their hours up a little bit, and they are offering curbside service where you call in, you order, you pay over the phone, and then you drive up, and they're just going to come out and hand you your groceries, put it in your trunk, keeping you safe, as they do, from 7 to 8 on Saturday morning. They're open at 7 o'clock. And on weekend, 7 to 8, Saturday and Sunday, is seniors' time. The deli is not working, except they do have the grab-and-go sandwiches. Orchard Nutrition, part of the staying healthy around here, you know, is the distancing yourself and washing your hands, but it's also eating healthy, getting some exercise. You can go out and walk all you want around here. Yeah, the gym's closed, but you can walk and get out in the sun. Don't overdo it on days like when it's getting up to the 80s, if you haven't been walking in a while. But it's staying healthy, and that's what Orchard Nutrition's all about. Been around here since 1982. Located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. 7:17 in the morning and 52 degrees, and we'll be right back.
Morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. industry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 722 in the morning here, 52 degrees. I'm here with Joe Rodola, who heads up the Small Business Development Center here in Northern California. And Joe has been kind of the point man, trying to get all the information out to people about the small, what's going on with the SBA. We just trashed big businesses for taking the money, and where it should be going to small businesses and universities with $41 billion of endowment funds, and the president's making $2 to $3 million a year taking the money. Harvard decided to give theirs back after the light was shined directly in their face. Joe, the money ran out.
Right.
During the break, you said, and it was, I wish people could have seen Joe's face, but he said, you know, a week ago today.
Yeah.
I mean, that was not a happy look on your face. Sir.
No, Friday was not a good day after that happened last weekend. So
I know lots of people. You know, I'm hearing things about, oh, we've got to aim this at disadvantage, we've got to aim this at, you know, all these. No, I mean, this is, if it's a small business, it should be totally transparent. Makes no difference. Color, race, gender, any of things.
Size,
I mean,
yeah.
I answered that one back by saying, you know, I said, well, I'm a small business, and I know of rich white businessmen, you know, doctors, lawyers, all types, that they too have been hit by this, especially surgeons, because there's no elective surgeries, and they put in for that program so they could pay their people, and they didn't get it. Just like a lot of other people did, because the money ran out.
Exactly. So what we're saying now, of course, is obviously there's a new round coming. We don't know when, because it's dragging its feet through Congress as we speak.
The Senate passed it.
Yep.
They got it to the House yesterday or the day before.
Sometime. Yeah. And it's, nothing's happened yet. They're thinking maybe today. I'm not holding my breath. Anyway. So prep. It's prep time. Everybody needs to prep their financial documents and get them ready. And be ready to apply as soon as they open these various entry points up again. Because, again, there's some conversation this morning that the new 300 and some billion they're adding on may already be partially, if not all, spent anyway. So with that in mind, you got to apply immediately.
be standing at your bank door today, you know, like the old commercial going, open, open, open. And be the first three because they don't let more than three in at a time anyway. So you get in there. Sue's got a horrible story that we'll share at some other time about how. Okay, I'm not laughing about that. But if you didn't get it last time, jump in there again.
Exactly.
Now, we have we're pushing the unemployment records, the number of unemployment people requesting unemployment. And now they're adding $600 a week to it. Some people are going to be making more money than they were when on their job, and that's going to be interesting when all this stuff starts to settle down. Joe, a question that came to me was a business owner in town, a restaurant, which, you know, of course, they're shut down.
Right.
They got their PPP money.
Correct.
Last week. They may not be able to open up till mid-May.
Right.
Or later. But let's just say mid-May, and it's just, you know, bet on the come here. They're not going to be able to open up at the same size.
Right.
Because of the distancing and all this. They have to pay off the money in 2 months.
Correct. 8 weeks.
Eight weeks.
You've got 8 weeks from delivery of the funds, yeah.
So what happens there? I mean, so what should people do?
There we go. A couple things to keep in mind, and this, of course, is we receive these webinars every couple of days with updates at our office. That's how I'm able to pass that information on to us locally, is through these webinars we get out of Sacramento. And so the latest webinar was stating that you have to give out 75% of that PPP money, the payroll protection money, in 8 weeks. So what if a person doesn't come back to work, or you're closed and they're not at work anyway? So of course that means you can technically pay them for staying home. So there's one way to do it. The other thing was a client with the restaurant, very interesting conversation we had about restaurants. The people that were on unemployment said, yeah, I'm going to stay home because I'm making more on unemployment. There are a couple things to think about long range on this, and a lot of it, of course, has to do with.
I think that's you.
I think that's me. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
All of a sudden, she wants to talk. Great. Google's great, and that's, you don't want it to talk. Anyway, let's see. Where was I? We were talking
about the restaurant.
The restaurant.
And,
yes, exactly.
And people
right.
that she's hired are making more money not working.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A couple ways you can approach this thing, and obviously each individual business has approached it a little differently. But one business made a little questionnaire. We're going to mail it out to the employees and ask them, are you going to come back? Are you restricted working? Are you watching your children? Are you taking care of relatives or parents? Have you quit? You know, and this way, if indeed the person decides to stay home, they have decisions to make.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want a job when this is over? Do you really want to work? Okay. Technically, and we posted this on the SBDC website and Facebook page the other day, and we read it off the unemployment's actual rules and regulations. If a person declines work in any fashion, they disallow unemployment.
Yeah.
They disallow unemployment. So theoretically, and obviously this is a worst-case scenario perhaps, but you could say, hey, you turn this down, you've quit. And so, you know, you're going to lose your unemployment. And I can tell you from personal experience that I blew myself 10 years ago, EDD comes after you if they overpay you. So what you don't want to do is fool Mother Nature. If you have a job, you're offered a job. If you're offered pay and you don't even have to go to work full-time, and you were full-time prior to this, take advantage of that program. It delays your ability to pull unemployment, yes, but it's still there. If we go to July, heaven forbid we're closed in July. But if we are, you can go back on unemployment when this runs out. It's easily feasible.
With the additional money, though. Well, and so this is how you combat it. Okay, we have to lay off people. A business has to lay off people. We haven't laid off.
Right.
But a business has to lay off people. because they're shut down, closed, right. Totally. Uh-huh. So they're collecting unemployment. They're collecting the extra $600 a month. It's really close about how much they're making their take-home pay because, you know, they have taxes taken out of it and everything else. So it's closer, maybe even a little bit more. But then you come to them and say, hey, I got the PPP. I'm going to pay you what you were making before. Now, they can do that and still not come to work.
Right.
And then at that point, though, when they get ready to come back to work, they can then say, well, you know what? Nah. Well, then at that point, they think then at that point, they cannot collect unemployment at that point. Is that right?
If they say no and they actually quit.
Okay.
Yeah,
and so then they're collecting unemployment right now. You come back to them and say, hey, I'm going to start paying you. You've got to get off unemployment. And they say, nah, because I'm, you know, really, I'm doing fine here. At that point, what do you as the employer do? Do you tell EDD?
You can, yes, exactly. You would say that they, you know, technically you could contact EDD and tell them that they have resigned. That was one of the things that this one client did with this little letter was to ask if you had resigned. Because that changes the whole picture on unemployment, obviously, is if you resign.
Yeah,
and there's another thing we found out on a webinar, I think it was Monday. What's today? Monday or yesterday. I can't. Everything's running together. But one of them stated that the final decision on how this money is forgiven, we all know it's supposed to be 75% of the money needs to be, or more, needs to be spent on wages, right?
Uh-huh.
But the final decision on how to track that has not been fully vetted yet. So we are telling everyone, check with your bank where you got the funds from, because they're the ones who technically made you the loan, and ask them, what do you want from me to prove that I have spent this money on wages?
Well, I'm thinking,
to be safe.
I'm trying to make this as simple as possible. I either put them into another account, then all my money comes out of that one account. That way I can say, okay, and every one of these, and all my checks, I'm putting down the dates on the checks that it's being paid for. So, you know, from the day we got this money, so we can track it that way.
That's perfect.
The other thing, too, is you can hire new employees.
Correct.
And use this money.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, you know, it's you know, if you have, okay, I'm going to expand here, I need another person. Those don't have to have been there before. This is just for wages if you're expanding out, at, you know, when you start opening up.
Exactly.
Is that correct?
That is
okay.
Correct.
Okay, we got to take a break here. What do you have? Is it something real quick? Okay. When we come back, you've got a whole bunch of other things here you want to talk to people about. Hey, as Sue said, it's going to be up in the 90s next week. Is your air conditioner working? Why don't you give Alliance Heating and Air a call? They'll send a very highly trained technician out to your house. They show up on time. They know what they're doing. They'll check your filters. They'll check your HVAC system, your thermostat, the air ducts, all of that. Make sure everything's running before all this stuff starts. That's Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 221-2642. Learn more on their website at homecomfort.org. They sell all types of systems down there. And if you want on-demand hot water, call Alliance Heating and Air. They can do that for you, too.
In our zone, I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop. It's under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
COVID-19 has forced our community to tread through unprecedented times. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO for Redding Rancheria. Through drought, wildfire, and devastation, we have banded together and became stronger. The challenges we are yet to face remain unknown, but what is known is that this is a community of survivors. Our citizens are dedicated to rallying behind the community in times of crisis. It is the same dedication to our community that will help us face COVID-19. We ask that you follow CDC guidelines and to continue practicing social distancing. We are all in this together.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 92.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 23rd of April and 7:37 in the morning, and 54 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, which has been a stalwart in this community about getting people paid with this PPP. We had Jeff Fink on Monday morning, and he explained how they did it and how this is such a how this hit banks, I mean, by surprise. It just so happened that 2 years ago, they ran a pandemic exercise in their bank to see how they would handle it with people being gone, what kind of communication systems they needed, and all this. And they put them in place. And this is one of the reasons Cornerstone Community Bank was able to help so many people so fast. Cornerstone Community Bank is locally owned, locally operated. It's nice to know you have planning at that level right here in our city that they were doing these things. They are still moving local dreams forward. If you have now, the PPP is up again. Looks like it's going to be funded. Head on down to 1845 California Street or 192 Hartnell Avenue. Go down and talk to them. They know what they're doing down there. Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm here with Joe Radilla, who is head up the Small Business Development Center here in Shasta County. And is it for the whole northern region or just Shasta County?
Shasta and Trinity.
Okay. And Joe has been a fountain of information. If you have a question, somebody had a question to me and they sent, you know, a page with a bunch of questions, which I, you know, quickly passed on to Joe because action passed is action taken. You know, you could say. Anyway, yes, I worked on that. I gave it to Joe. Some of the questions on that are specifically, and this is for businesses that have, you know, maybe 100 employees or something like this.
Yeah, I think the easiest way to calculate this, and obviously, you know, we could get into, you know, the hypotenuse of a right triangle, as I forgot in my geometry classes back in high school. That's a long time ago. But let's put it in nice, simple terms. 75% of your PPP money needs to be spent towards wages in an eight-week period from the date you receive the funds. Not the date of approval, the date of the receipt of funds, okay? 75% or more. And then if you tack on to that, that 75% of your staff needs to get that 75% of your original staff. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
75% is an easy kind of way to figure out, okay, so if 25% of my staff leaves, I still have 75% left, I can spend that 75% on them. See, that kind of thinking is the easiest way to approach this. Because if you get into technicalities, again, we suggest you talk to your bank, because technically each bank or financial institution took a little twist to SBA's rules on this, okay? So we always say check with your financial institution to find out what they actually
think. Mine had their own little twist on this thing.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised. I'll probably go back now that things have settled down before the next crazed crisis starts, and go back to them, because I had a question on my the small business help, and they took care of that one right away. Yeah, never heard back from them. They just took care of it.
Yeah, there you go. It's like the EIDL emergency funds, the advance grant, as I call it,
uh-huh.
The upfront money that people have been waiting and waiting and waiting. It's now been about 24 days since the March 30th start of this.
Now this is the up to $10,000 grant.
Correct.
And that's a grant.
Yes, that's a grant forgiven. And of course, then they change it to $1,000 per employee up to 10 grand. Of mm-hmm. course, that was a change that was put in after a week or two. But this week, for the first time, I'm getting calls from the 100 plus people I'm following that said, Joe, all of a sudden I got money in my account this morning. I didn't get an email. I didn't get a phone call. It's just there.
You don't. You just, it's there. You go into your checking account that day. And the PPP was there, and the same amazing. Thing for the from the Social Security, even they put, or whoever that put it in, who was that that put the $1,200 in?
It came from the Treasury,
Department. Yeah, so that showed up.
Yeah.
Now that one, from what I understand, not everybody's gotten that, but supposedly the next big push on that comes this week.
That's what I understand. And then they're going to have another push, I understand. Again, you get a lot of information, right? Emails, information, newscasts.
I get it. You know,
oh, my people, gosh. Right?
People send things to me. And,
there you go. Yeah. So May 1st is also supposed to be a big date for the stimulus money. So mm-hmm. I haven't, like you said, I haven't got mine yet either. So, and my wife. So.
Well, maybe you have.
That's true. I haven't checked my checking account this morning. But prep. Prep, 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 like I said. Be ready for this next go-round and have your documents ready. If you have questions about the documents, which ones you're going to need, give us a call at the SBDC office out on Airport Road. SBDCSC.org is our website. You can sign up for services. If you're already a member, signed up already, call us at 222-8323. Talk to Emily, and I'll be happy to go over it with you. Because we've been doing this nonstop now for almost 4 weeks. So we have been assisting and helping and guiding people to prep for this next go-round.
Well, you know, okay. So the chances, let's say May 1st. So Dally's into it. I know that the Shasta Board of Supervisors is into it. I know the city's into it. That this, you know, one size does not fit all. L.A. County, when there are people are piled on top of each other, is different than here in Shasta County. That we should be able to, you know, rural counties like this should be able to open up faster. We should be able to start on May 1st. We haven't had cases. We've had one new case. in a week. We have the medical facilities here. We have the overflow facilities here. We have everything on there except the testing kits. And they're supposedly, those things are rolling out by the millions now. So we should be able to get those, I would think, you know, several thousand of these in the next week or two. Once we start rolling this out, Joe, what starts happening then? I mean, this money has, I mean, it's, you know, what is it, trillions of dollars. And so what happens in that? Okay, I can open my business, and I'm thinking of restaurants, but I can only open up to half the people.
That's right.
So that dramatically changes things. We're going to have two restaurateurs here next Friday, a week from tomorrow, who've had very successful restaurants in this town. Robbie Cleary and Len Moss are going to be here, and they're going to talk about what happened to them and what opening up could look like. Because, you know, a lot of people, hey, we're opened up. Well, this is going to have an impact, my friends. You know, now they're talking about this thing going for, you know, for a year, a lot of these restrictions. You know, that the Board of Health said, oh, no, it's not going to be January 20th again, or whatever day it was. It's going to be, you know, it could be masks. You may have to wear a mask when you go out, when you order your food at the restaurant. And I'm sure what you do then.
Yeah, it's going to be feasible. That and the social distancing problem, of course, which is the big issue. If they're going to have to take out half their tables at the restaurants to gain social distancing, that'll be half the half people you're waiting on at a given time.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, was if we do open earlier than anticipated, the suggestion is to spend your PPP loan money and pay payroll while you're rebuilding your clientele. So, in other words, use the funds you already have on the PPP to pay your people.
Mm-hmm.
And then hold all the funds that you get on the rebuild for when the checks, when your bills come in and they don't take care of it for you anymore.
No, we got to take a break here.
All right.
But here's my question is that will happen. The rebound's not going to happen right away. You're going to be limited. So the all of a sudden the you're making, and especially let's go back to restaurants. You know, they've got a low profit margin in most cases. They do well, you know, they keep their tables full and all these things, the alcohol, which makes a big difference, in many cases. But now they've got to restrict their menus because you can't have everything on the menu when you only got half the people there because it would make your buying crazy. So you've got to have a restricted menu. I mean, this thing's not over yet. And that's what I'm going to talk to you when we come back is what do we see as follow-on evolutions in this, especially in small businesses. But this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. They're not open, but they will be. And this is one of the places that can you can just, you know, you can walk in and, you know, they can, with your mask on and your gloves, and buy that piece of jewelry that your loved one really, really deserves. After being locked up with you for God knows how long. 2225 Hilltop Drive. I'll tell you the day they open. So, and then I'll try to beat everybody down there. So, Four Winds Jewelry, great people. All right, we'll be right back with Joe Rodolfo.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Our casino relocation project will stimulate new housing and improve existing housing. Job growth from our project will provide the income necessary for families to purchase homes in the local community. Developers will meet the local housing demand by increasing the supply of new homes. In fact, Palomar Homes recently announced plans for 2,000 new homes in Reading. Our project, it is part of the solution, and it will fill these new homes. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Some things in life you can just rely on,
like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and 7:52 in the morning here on the 23rd, and 54 degrees out there. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I'm with Joe Rodola. He heads up the Small Business Development Center here in, for Shasta Trinity County, who is on the phone and on webinars every other day or every day trying to figure out what's going on. Okay. The state of California comes to its senses and realizes that Shasta County could be the model county to open up here. We're kind of isolated, blah, 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 blah. So we open up May 1st. Well, it's not going to come back. It's not going to come back. People, first of all, people, a lot of people, they've taken the viewpoint, and they've looked, if you look at polls, a large majority of them say, I'm not jumping right back out there. Jeff Fink, who said this on Monday on the show, that this is going to be a U-shaped economy, and 2 days later, the big guys you see on the talking heads on television with business said the same thing. It's not going to be a V-shape. It could even be a W, but he's looking at it being U-shaped. You got an 8-cylinder car that can do 160. We're going to be a 1-cylinder. So, do you believe, in your estimate and the things that you've heard, is that this is going to continue, the assistance from the government in helping to pay employees or business loans and those kind of things?
Yeah, we have heard that the potential for ongoing stimulus options in the future are a big potential. Everything hinges on the economy. As you know, the president wants us to open as quickly as possible as well. Newsom wants us to open, but safely, obviously. So it's going to be a slow ramp up. It really, really is going to be a slow ramp up.
It's not going to be on May 1st like it was back in January 1st.
Exactly. Exactly the case. So I think it's going to be, you're going to bring back the employees. You're going to bring them back at different hours than you probably had prior to. And you're going to slowly ramp up. I don't know of any other way that this is going to happen, because we're going to have to wear masks, potentially. We're going to have less tables on at a restaurant to get the distancing right. It's going to happen.
So it's going to be a U-shape as we come back. It's going to be slower. People then can start getting out. And, you know, the fact that a lot of people say, hey, this isn't as blown, this thing has really been blown up out of proportion. Some of the newest studies, and I said this, we're going to have them on next week, are showing that there's a lot more people that have it than we ever thought that we've been walking around, and they've got antibodies. They had maybe a slight case of, it seems like a cold or something, and they didn't have it. I mean, we may find out instead of, a million people having it, it could be 5 million people had it. Serious? Yes, because you pass it, you can pass it while you're pre-symptomatic. Unlike those other ones, SARS, MERS, and those others, you had to have it before you could pass it on to people, and you had to pass it on through saliva or, you know, bodily fluids or whatever it is. Where this one, if you can pick it up from the table right here that I sanitized right before you walked in, and we'll sanitize after you leave.
That's right.
So this is a lot of things to this. People. But here's the other thing. Americans are okay. You know, give us a social contract. We'll take care of each other. But we got to see why. And when that starts being shaky, you know, we're independent cusses, which makes this country so great. You had 1,200 people down in Sacramento protesting this the other day. Well, the way they're going to handle that is they're just going to make it illegal. CHP will not give out parade permits or any gathering permits for anything on public property like this. But this is only going to be able to last as long as people want it to last.
That's very true. And I think we're, you know, the thing I worried about all along, and I hate to put any kind of political twist to this, but you've got people with the disease, and the disease is horrible, and then you've got people that can't eat and pay their rent. So what's the psychological damage happening to our people as well?
You know, we have no idea. Yeah. We have no idea. It's too soon.
Yeah.
It's too soon to tell that. But, you know, other things, collateral damage of domestic violence, child abuse, we don't know because the kids haven't been in school or whatever. Crime seems to have dropped. Now that's, you know, you could say that's good, but it could be is because people are home and there's no place to break into, or that they're just not reporting it. So we don't know that either. But the bottom line is this, in your estimation and the other people everybody I've talked to in the businesses, we're not going to start off gangbusters. This ramp up could take 3-4 months or more.
Correct. The other concern, I guess, is that, and this is just something that we've heard, is that you're coming into the hot months and this disease doesn't work well in heat. That's a fascinating theory.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's going to come winter again. Then what happens,
well,
right?
Well, I'm talking about a second wave.
Exactly.
So we've got to find some way of keeping our economy open, you know, and doing it smartly.
Exactly.
So if this thing comes back, or, you know, because I don't think the silver bullet of a vaccination or some way of treatment is going to be here.
I saw a picture the other day. I can't remember who. I've told a lot of people this, but I saw a picture of 1918. Bad flu epidemic back in 1918.
Spanish flu. Right.
And they had the barber with his barber chair out in the street with his mask on.
Yeah, I shared
mask
that one.
On, right?
Yeah, I shared that one.
That
out.
Was beautiful.
Yeah, and, you know, and that's
and
the way they did
hair.
It. They were cutting hair out in the street, so they had their social distancing. They had their mask on.
Exactly.
I mean, I think, you know, the separation or the safety space started, safe distancing started back during the Spanish flu.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the same type thing here. So maybe we've got to be smarter is that I want to get my hair cut. Okay, so here's your appointment. You walk in, you sit down in that chair. It's me and him. The other barber is sitting 6 feet away. Maybe even he could have his. Because we are safely distanced there, we get our hair cut. He sanitizes everything around there, and I walk out. And so you've kept your your social distancing.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the case. You know, set those appointments, have a gap time for disinfection, disinfecting, and then the next client comes in.
Yeah. Well, hey, we've had Joe Rodola here. Joe, how do people get a hold of you?
Again, the easiest way is at our phone number, 530-222-8323. And, of course, sign up for our free services. Again, this is all no cost at sbdcsc.org.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Joe. Thanks. Things get, you know, as things get crazier and we need more information from the SBA, we'll bring you back in here.
Thank you.
Hey, when we come back, Dr. Kara Tennant, veterinarian from Care Animal Hospital, will be with us. But she's also one of those microbe people who can talk about this.
More evidence of the impact of the coronavirus on the U.S. economy. 4.4 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, and new home sales tumbled 15.4% last month. When it comes to allowing certain businesses to reopen, the government's top infectious disease expert is counseling caution. Partial reopenings planned tomorrow in Georgia and Oklahoma. Dr. Anthony Fauci is urging governors to follow the phased-in steps being recommended by the feds. And while some state leaders are planning to lift business restrictions, still not clear just how many Americans are set to leave their home.
The chief White House economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says he expects the way for businesses to bring back customers will be for them to advertise to the public about their safety measures. He says the White House is considering liability protection for employers in case workers or customers do fall sick. A Harvard University professor of health policy, Dr. Robert Blendon, says history with the SARS outbreak has shown it could take weeks, even months, for people to feel confident resuming normal activities. Officials have already warned that masks, gloves, and social distancing will continue in public places. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Powerful storms have left a path of destruction across parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana. Medill, Oklahoma, emergency manager Donnie Raley says at least one tornado touched down in his neck of the woods.
The first spot that we noticed that it actually touched ground at J&I Manufacturing and traveled on east, and it hit the Catholic Church, which is on the far west part of the city limits, and then it stayed on the ground through Oklahoma Steel and Wire.
The bad weather blamed for at least six deaths and dozens of injuries. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 317 points, the NASDAQ better by 119, and the S&P is up 37. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A new study takes a look at the coronavirus outbreak in the country where the pandemic began.
55,000 cases of the virus were recorded in China by mid-February. However, the new study by the University of Hong Kong says with the enhanced definition and using data provided by Beijing to the World Health Organization, it's probable that there were 230,000 cases of the virus in China at that time. The initial case definition was very narrow and has broadened over time to include those with mild symptoms, as testing and the understanding of the virus improved.
That's the BBC's Celia Hatton. The world edging toward a new phase in the virus crisis as some countries like Vietnam and New Zealand, with few cases, move toward ending their shutdowns. But others like Singapore and Japan are tightening measures to prevent a surge in infections. News and analysis at townhall.com. Like the airlines, Amtrak suffering from a loss of business during the pandemic.
The National Railroad Passenger Service has seen a passenger drop of about 95% since the virus began affecting the country. Amtrak is offering a complete refund to any passenger who has paid for a ticket, but it stresses you must call them to get the refund. Amtrak has also cut some service, including the popular Boston to Washington Acela trains and the West Coast Pacific Surfliner trains. They're also offering only 50% capacity due to social distancing requirements. Keith Peters reporting.
The financial condition of the government's two biggest benefit programs remains shaky, according to the government. Medicare is expected to become insolvent in just 6 years, while Social Security will be unable to pay full benefits starting in the year 2035. The Dow is up 338 points, the S&P 37 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And it's the 23rd of April, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center and Sue's here with all the weather.
Today's sunny and a high of 82 with a low of 55 and a light breeze. Tomorrow sunny and 87 with partly cloudy skies and a low of 58. Saturday and Sunday we might see a few high clouds, otherwise beautiful weather in store with a high of 85 for Saturday and 86 for Sunday. Heading into next week, though, temperatures are going to rise and it's going to be very warm with a high of 94 starting on Tuesday. So definitely summer weather headed our way. It's currently clear in downtown Reading. Red Bluff is 57, 56 in Anderson, 52 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 54 degrees in downtown Reading. Now, we do have a traffic collision, no injuries, at 299 in Poker Bar Road near the Trinity River. Traffic stalled in that area. If you're traveling between Reading and the Oregon border, it's going to take you a little time. Make sure your tank is filled up. There are more than six places where they're doing some construction, and 299 West heading towards the coast. Multiple areas of road work as well. 299 East being affected. Also, Highway 36, one-way traffic control operations in effect. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sue, for the traffic and the weather report. Is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, working out of Anderson, is a better-known business. It's been there for, a number of years. They've won awards for hiring veterans. They are a super company with super people running it. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Well, I'm here with Dr. Kara Tennant, who, of course, heads up the staff and the crew at the VCA Care Animal Hospital on Hilltop.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. I just saw where two dogs were found to have the coronavirus. Did you see that?
Oh, the two cats?
Or two cats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course it would be cats because dogs are too friendly to have it. Cats, on the other hand, would go, yeah, this will get them out of the house. This will get them out of the house. Is that right?
They're so much trouble.
They are. So you saw that, obviously.
I did see it.
So what's that mean?
We don't know yet. We don't.
I thought we couldn't catch it from animals. I mean,
we can.
I mean,
well, we don't think we can.
But yeah, it was an animal.
It's human to animal.
Human to animal.
So that's what we're finding, is we're finding that that these animals are being exposed from us. We're not getting it from them. And that's what we know so far. I mean, we learn something new every day, mm-hmm. and it's changing so quickly. But as of right now, we don't think we can get this from our pets.
Now, the tiger mm-hmm. and the lions and the bears caught it from their keeper in the New York Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. And most of the time,
it doesn't kill them, though, or does it?
So most of the time, they don't show signs. I mean, yeah. I think the lion or the tiger.
The tiger was showing.
Has some upper respiratory signs.
Yeah.
But they're usually not symptomatic. And I think there was maybe one cat in Europe, I think, that had upper respiratory signs too.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't seen it in any dogs. And I mean, there are so many coronaviruses.
Well, that's the other thing too. Is coronavirus? I've seen on medicine that says for coronavirus, and this was from years ago though, mm-hmm. because there are coronaviruses been around a long time. This mm-hmm. is just a strain that's really different.
It's a nasty strain, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, animals have coronaviruses, and they have for years and years. This is just a new one. But as of right now, I mean, we don't think that we can get it from our pets. But we're treating it the same. I mean, you want to be careful. You want to wash your hands. If you do test positive for coronavirus, then you want to treat your pet just like yourself. You make sure that they're not going to be around any other people, you know, for 2 weeks. You know, you want to quarantine them too. and you always want to wash your hands. I mean, wash your hands before you eat. Wash your hands.
Oh, yeah. Well, you do that.
All that
okay.
Stuff.
Well, no, people don't usually do that. So I saw the meme yesterday it was a guy's face and the caption was, oh, it was about the dogs. It was about dogs. Oh, you're laying on the floor. That must mean kissing. What dog doesn't run over and lick your face as soon as you get on the floor?
You cannot lay on the floor.
No, you can't lay on the floor. They have to come over and lick your face and roll on you and things like that.
You can't stretch. You can't do yoga. You can't do push-ups. You're on the floor and you're fair game. You have to lock them up, dogs and cats. Cats like it too.
You've got cats?
Yeah.
Cats run over and jump on you while you're doing yoga?
Every time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they make it very difficult.
Well, if you do it right with cats, they could be on your back while you're doing push-ups.
They could be an extra 10 pounds. Nice.
Ooh, big kitty.
Yeah. Big kitty. I have one big kitty.
So it appears then that animals might be able to catch it from us, but there's no indications that we can get it back from them. So if your dog goes up, you take it up to the dog park. And the dogs, of course, don't understand the social distancing, so they're right in there. But the people social distance, mm-hmm. or, you know, they walk around. If somebody has a coronavirus, could it be on the fur or the hair of the...
Potentially, but we don't think it survives very long. I mean, we don't know. That is maybe a source, but mm-hmm. we don't think so.
Okay.
But I don't know that a dog park's going to be a great idea right now, just because you have... Yeah, I mean, what if you're asymptomatic? I mean, you don't know.
We're taking Elk Killer for walks by ourselves.
Perfect.
There you go. Now, how are y'all handling? Because you're open for business, and mm-hmm. there's always cars parked there. So, yeah. How are you all open for business? How do you handle this?
So we are. So no owners are allowed in the building. We are going out to the parking lot to get the pets, and my staff is gowned up, and they are wearing masks. And the masks are to protect the owners, right? Because we don't have. We don't have enough N95s. We don't have any of that. We just have the regular surgical masks. So if you have coronavirus and you come to the clinic, then you are exposing the staff. So if you have coronavirus, you need to get somebody else to bring your pet in. And so far, I mean, there's a government mandate that we are not allowed to do routine procedures. And so that means we can't do spays and neuters, routine dentals. We're really limited.
Okay, I understand that about humans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do, kind of, but animals.
Yeah.
I mean, you do a neuter, a spay or neuter. It's not like you keep them over. You don't keep them overnight,
mm-hmm.
and you can come back and give it back to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, exactly, how is that going to harm somebody? What was their reason?
I think because potentially the humans will need the anesthetic machines. And the anesthesia that is being used is going on back order. It's getting really, really tough to get. So I think they want to limit that. We use all the same stuff. We have the same machines. We have the same drugs. You know, we also use the same ventilators. As a general practitioner, I don't use a ventilator, but as an emergency practice, they use ventilators.
So these movies that I see, so if I get shot in a gunfight and I don't want to go down to the hospital,
mm-hmm.
but I give you a call and say, hey, meet me at your office. Can you sew me up and those kind of things?
So theoretically, yes.
Right.
Legally, no.
But if theoretically, you could do it, right?
Of course. So veterinarians are taught to
extract bullets. Objects. How about objects?
Exactly. Actually, no. We can't. I mean, we do see animals shot often. But you know, when we're in school, we learn about so many different animals so that we can adapt. We know. mammals and reptiles and birds and, you know, all these different, you know, dogs and cats, for example, they're not the same. They have different body parts. They have different metabolism. One animal will take one drug really well and it'll kill a cat. And so then you have all the other animals as well. But we can adapt and
overcome.
Yeah.
Improvise, adapt, and overcome.
So if it ever came to that, a veterinarian veterinarian could take care of you.
Okay, we're going to take a break, but here's the last thing. Sungold said, we bought doggy paw wipes to clean their puppy's feet when she gets back from her walk. It says, don't use baby wipes on your fur kids. The pH balance is different. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not, but you know when I recommend wiping the feet is a really, really good idea because they come in contact with the ground.
Yeah.
But I always recommend if they're going to use baby wipes that they're unscented.
Okay.
But I've not seen a problem with the pH balance, but I don't know.
I'd have to look it up.
No.
There you go. Here's something new you learn every day.
There is.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. I understand you're looking at this. It's a good place for active seniors like yourself that they take animals. I don't know if they'll take five animals, but they'll take animals. Seriously, River Commons is the premier retirement community surrounded by natural beauty. It's right downtown here. It's right next to the VA clinic. If you're tired of the gardening, you're tired of cutting the grass, you're tired of plumbing, roofs, painting, any of this stuff, come to River Commons Senior Living. They don't worry about toilet paper being available there. It's there. You don't have to worry about food. Gourmet chef, they've got it all there. Give them a call at 238-5981, and after all this starts opening up, you can get a personalized tour there from Brian Martin. River Commons Senior Living, worry less, smile more. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Move it. I like to move it. Yeah, I like to move it. I like to move it. I like to move it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 605-4567. And it's 8:20 in the morning. It's 54 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by some people we don't really think a lot about because they're always on the job making sure things work. And that's SST Oil. They transport oil, diesel, kerosene, jet fuel all over the western United States. During the fires, they're up in the front lines making sure our firefighters have the fuel they need to be able to fight these fires, and that season's getting ready to start. It's an employee-owned business that supports so many different 501s in this county, this area around here, helping them raise money, helping them stay open, SST Oil. Like I said, it's an employee-owned business, so the people that run it, Bill and Dana, have come up from the ranks there. They take real good care of their employees. They're always looking for good drivers. They have water heaters that they sell, kerosene water heaters. They have monitor heaters, Toyo heaters. But they're out there. Their guys are on the road. Their guys and girls are on the road making sure, as all truckers are, is that we have the supplies we need. Give them a call at 241-1167. Somebody said that my show should be renamed the One-Sided Propaganda Show, but we're talking about veterinarian stuff now. So which side am I on here, cats or dogs? Maybe that was it, because I said something about cats.
That's right.
Anyway, you're really into the microbes. And, I mean, that's something mm-hmm. you said eventually, you'd like to work down in the CDC on the animal side, studying diseases mm-hmm. like this. There's just been a new study, and it's not fair to throw this at you, but coming out of a bunch of guys out of Stanford for Santa Clara County saying this thing is going to be a lot more widespread there. I don't know if you've read this, but it said this could be a lot more widespread than we think in that mm-hmm. perhaps it's overblown. In the sense of, is that a lot more people have it, which means then, not that it's not deadly, but that the death rate is not like we thought it was, and that with so many people really having it, that many people are asymptomatic or it affects them not at all.
Yeah. No, I think that is entirely possible. I mean, this test is so new, too, that how do we know that we're not getting false negatives, potentially even false positives, and how many people are we able to test, and all of that. And this virus is, it's an amazing virus, right? Because you can spread it without being symptomatic, without knowing it. That's the beauty of a virus, because the virus wants to replicate in all of its hosts and spread to as many people as it can, because it wants to infect as many people. And
when you say that, I mean, and I hear this, if it was smart, it would only go, skip every other one if it was that deadly. Mm-hmm. So we could continue to go on. But these things there's nothing in charge of these.
Mm-mm.
But they, a virus, when you think about it, I mean, there's no brain there. There's no brain there. But once it gets into the system, it has mutated in such a way that I can give it to you and not even know I have it
mm-hmm.
for another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Now they've got to go back and they say, who have you had contact with? And I would have to come up with 100 names.
I know. Just then think about that. Think about the places you've been in the last 2 weeks. And that's, of course, that's decreased, right? It's decreased since, at least in the last month, because we're not going to places that we normally normally would. But it's still a lot of places.
Yeah. You still social distance, but as one of our listeners said the other day, I was 6 feet away. The wind was blowing in my face at about 10 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what good does that do?
Yeah.
And you can mask up. I mask up.
Yeah.
Not all the time, though.
Yeah. Or if you're running and you run past someone, or you're biking and you bike past someone, I mean, there's that too, that they have found that if you're breathing and you're spreading the virus, then you're putting them at risk as well. And it's more of a 6 foot distance that it can go.
Well, that's what they're saying, is that the SARS, the MERS, H1N1, you had to have the symptoms before you could pass it on. So if you had the symptoms, you were sick, or you pass it on through bodily fluids or, you know, things like this. Or this one, you can pass it without showing the symptoms. You don't have to touch somebody. I mean, I'm never drinking out of – it's rare that I do it, but I'm never drinking out of a public fountain again. Sometimes you do when you're out on the trail, but you got to have to think about that. And so do you think – this is going to change, and she's a vet, and she's a veterinarian. Yes, but you also the things that you've really studied, what you're into is the study of viruses and how they affect animals, but they affect people in many of the same ways. Is this going to change the way people act?
I think it probably will, and I mean, maybe it'll be, I don't know, maybe something where there's a test where you can test for antibodies to know if either you've already had it or if you're resistant or you're a shedder or whatever, versus the people who are susceptible, and the people who have the antibodies, who have had it, are going to be the ones that are going to be able to go out and have the jobs at the restaurant, or have, you know, the job.
Well, you have
at the
to test the people that are going to be working there to see if they have it. And if you listen to Stanford, the Stanford study, which seems to be pretty thorough. It hasn't been peer-reviewed yet, but there seems to be other groups of people throughout the world are finding the same things. You could be asymptomatic, have it, and then share it. So you don't have a fever, but you've got it, and you're working back in the kitchen.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, they're saying, oh, well, we'll get to a point where you will go to a restaurant and they'll take your temperature before you go in, which is great if you are sick.
Yeah.
But if you're not symptomatic, or if you've been exposed but you haven't started feeling sick yet, you know, it's within that 2 week time period, you're not going to have a fever. So then you get in the restaurant, and then
the only thing we can do is we've got to have enough test kits. I mean, I'm just a layman here.
Yeah.
We need to have enough test kits to start testing people. It can be drive-bys. It could be anything, that you test them and you find out if you've had it. And if you've already had it, you're fine. You're not going to get it again. Or will we?
Well, it depends, right? I mean, is it going to be like the flu where it mutates and then it doesn't matter if you've had it before? Or is it going to be like, oh, I don't know, chickenpox, where most people, if they've had it once, then they don't get it again.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think we know.
I don't think anybody knows that yet. Because now they're talking about a second wave in October. I would hope that we'd be able to have this under control. If we find out that many more people have had it, that's good news. And then if we have testing, so we can start testing our population and finding out how many people have had it. There's still the people, it appears, that have passed away, not in every case, though, have had underlying, what do they call it, pre-morbid or something like that? But
pre-existing.
I call them pre-existing conditions. A lot of it, lung problems, diabetes, and all these things. Those people are going to be at risk, but those people are at risk for the regular flu, which we can't forget killed 60,000 people last year, the highest number in four decades.
Yeah. Oh. But a lot of these people are not, they're young, they're healthy, they're athletic, and they still get really, really sick. These stories are scary. But, again, I don't know how many, you look at how many people are sick and how many cases are fatal, and it's not the highest percentage either.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's this whole thing because Well, when the Spanish flu came out, and you've seen the studies on that, and the fact is that that's where we started the social distancing, was during the Spanish flu. One city, because they thought that they had beaten the flu, had a parade, with thousands of people. Their death rate just soared. And you had St. Louis, which was further away, and you could see the Spanish flu follow the railroad tracks, because that's how people traveled back then. They did a lot of social distancing and it shut down things with you can see things from back then. The Elks Club, they didn't shut down churches, but they shut down everything else. They had a much lower death rate. So we're using lessons from 100 years ago. And yet we still are. We still don't have a good concept of how to fight this thing.
No. Well, it's so new.
Yeah.
And it's changing, and we're learning every day. I mean, when it first came out, we didn't think that it was airborne, right? We thought it was just, direct contact.
Right.
And so they said, you don't need to wear a mask because that's not, that's not a problem. And then it came out, oh, no, it is airborne, and it can be transmitted if you just talk to someone, and then or cough or sneeze or whatever, and everybody should wear a mask. Oh, and by the way, you have to have a certain type of mask, and oh, by the way, we don't have enough of those, so if you just wear a facial covering, it's not going to protect you, but it could protect other people if you're spreading it, or if you're...
And if you wear a mask, you can touch your face because you're adjusting the mask all the time, which makes it worse. I saw that one.
But if you touch your face and you've got virus on your mask, then it's on your hands.
Yeah.
And you have to be careful when you're taking off your mask, too, because you can expose yourself. And the mask doesn't protect you. So...
Oh.
We have to wear a mask inside the clinic at all times, too, because we work in such close proximity. I mean, it's impossible for us to stay 6 feet apart. If I've got my assistant holding my pet that I'm looking at, I'm obviously right in her face, and so we all have to wear masks.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here. Let's go back into our furry friend side. And the impact this is having. Are you hearing about the impacts since people are home all the time? Strange things starting to happen with the animals?
Well, I am seeing a lot of stuff.
Okay, let's talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, who aren't open, but they will be. On May 1st, I have an appointment. Let's just hope we open up May 1st, because at a certain point, this is going to turn into a mullet or a man bun, my hair. It's a Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. They, like I said, work by appointments. And this would be one of those type of businesses that I think you could social distance. If you bring in one person at a time and then the next one, and sanitize, so give yourself 10 minutes to do that, they could open up again. And I hope they do soon. They're great people. You can make an appointment at 244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. It may be the only one left. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant, Care Animal Hospital.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocktail in the sun, and I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Then get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you've forgiven me. But it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Watch the hood wink, cause I make you stop think. You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet sweets. I like the sushi, cause it's never such a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bird campers got the mad hits. You try to match wit, you try to hold me, but I bust through. Gonna make a break and think I think I like a sink and ink and shake. I like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery. Curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
The City of Reading has provided utilities to our current casino by agreement for the past 25 years. During this time, we have been one of the city's top commercial customers. In addition to paying for our actual utility usage, our agreement requires us to contribute to the city's general fund to offset impacts from our current casino. This has resulted in us contributing about $3.5 million to the city's general fund to help pay for vital public services that benefit us all. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is the phone number, 836 in the morning, 54 degrees, going up to 82 today. The Shasta County District Attorney is continuing to warn people that scams are big out there. The fact is the stimulus checks are coming. We've had people that didn't get their check for their IRS return because it somehow went into another account. So these things are happening. Bogus and counterfeit medical products, medications. You know what? If you're seeing it on the internet, it ain't going to work. I mean, let's just say that. Or they say they can get you the pills, the hydrochlorosine, which we haven't heard anything of lately. And there are no authorized test kits out there that you can buy. They're supposed to work, but you're going to see this. The other thing is price gouging. If you suspect there's price gouging, report it to the Shasta County District Attorney at 245-6300. They're getting ready to bring charges against one company here in town who were gouging on the price of masks, I understand. And I don't know what the name of the company is, but I do know one thing. It's not a medical supply company. So there are people that will take advantage of it, thinking they can charge anything they want. Well, you can't. There's rules about that. So make sure that you're not going to be taken advantage of during this time when there's panic out there and you want help. But call the district attorney and ask, is this something like this real? Okay, we're here with Dr. Kara Tennant from VCA Care Animal Hospital up on Hilltop. The way they're practicing safe distancing is you stay in your car and you hand your pet over to one of her able assistants. They take it inside and they do whatever they have to do. But you can't do elective surgery right now, like spays and neuters, because you use the same type of anesthesia and the same type of machines that you use on people. but we haven't seen that. See, this is another thing. Up here in Shasta County, we have not seen that surge. We have all that stuff in place. We have ventilators. Do you all use the same type of ventilators?
We do. But I don't have a ventilator
because
I'm just a general practitioner. But, but
it's the same type.
Same type. Yeah, so we're all on standby. We were required to give inventory of all of our machines. And if we're called to send them over, then we have to do that, regardless of what's happening with the animals.
Yeah. Well, see, this is the part I didn't understand why you couldn't do elective surgery on animals. Okay, I can kind of understand about people. Though not really, but I can kind of understand that. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think that we have gone so overboard on some of the things that we're not letting people do, or we've cut off. I can understand, you know, as much as my wife will hate me for saying this, but I understand hair, nails, those kind of things. I mean, you can live without that. You may not like it, but you can live without that. But it seems to me elective surgeries, like people are in extreme pain, you know, and hips, joint, you know, and their, you know, they, you know, hips, their knees, their, you know, things like this, that they're going into a sterile conditions that we should be able to handle something like that. But okay. But since then, we put all these people out of business. Veterinarians are having to lay off people. Not mm-hmm. that you are, but there are another place you were telling me up in another state that mm-hmm. they've cut back their even the veterinarians working there.
And there's some hospitals that have had to close because they can't see and they don't have the business to see enough to keep it afloat.
It's because people, as much as they love their dogs and cats, mm-hmm. they still have to pay their rent and their,
exactly
and their stuff.
Yeah,
food.
And buy food, and a lot of people have to make that decision. I mean, we went through this back in 2008, mm-hmm. where, you know,
the economy crashed,
and people were coming, not like this, but people were coming to me and telling me, I don't have even money to eat, or the money I'm going to spend to treat my pet means I'm not going to be able to eat for the next several days, or I'm spending the only money I have so my dog can eat, and I'm going to be without food. I mean, that's the stuff I was hearing in 2008, so I'm going to start hearing that too, I'm sure.
Well, people can get food for their animals, and this is something you just call Haven Humane. They've got food for animals.
Except they're closed, right? I mean, they're open, one or two days a week?
Yeah, but if you call them, then you can come in, and they'll just, you know, just come in, you pick up stuff. But I understand what you're saying. Yeah. But are you seeing kind of some weird stuff because people now are home with their animals all the time? You said you're seeing...
Yeah, well, I mean, right now, because I'm only allowed to see the sick patients, mm-hmm. all my patients are sick, really sick. And some of them, I think it's because people are home, and they're able to see their animals, and... they are looking at them and saying, oh, well, that's not normal, or they're home, so they're feeding them a bunch of junk. And so then,
what was it the one woman said? She says, I've eaten all 8 weeks of my snack food in 3 days.
Yes.
Yeah. So adult use.
Yes. So, yep, so that's what's happening, too.
You got to watch what you're feeding your animals.
Yeah, because these animals are really, really sick, and it's expensive. It's really expensive to treat, a vomiting diarrhea dog who can't eat. You know, who needs to be hospitalized. And x-rays are expensive. Blood work's expensive. Just don't do it.
Well, and I think I think what you're going to see then is there's going to be animals that aren't seen, too. Because, as much as they love little Floppy there, that they've got three kids they're trying to feed.
The other thing I'm seeing, which I think is really funny, is now people are home, so they're exercising. But their pets aren't really exercising, so they're going, you know, kind of from like couch to 5K. So their pets are coming in sore, limping, you know, too much exercise. Just go slowly. You know, pets are just like you. You can't just, not everybody can go from the couch to a 5K or a 10K or whatever.
Yeah, Linda's carried out killer back once. Oh, no. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Just stop. So she comes back carrying her. That's interesting mm-hmm. too. I saw another meme where the dog's up on top of the kitchen cabinet and the owner's down there and the dog's saying, look, 20 walks a day is enough. You know, that's it. I'm not going
it's
again.
True. I know. I mean, it's good for them, but you know, ramp them up slowly, just like you would if you were training.
Yeah. And so the other thing too about wiping off the paws when mm-hmm. they come back, that's smart.
I think
washing
their
paws like this, that it keeps, you know, so it lessens the exposure in the house.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and you can even use a damp washcloth. I mean, you don't have to use something to sanitize that. And alcohol on the feet can be dangerous. Alcohol absorbs through the pads, and so you don't want to do that.
Okay, so none of the alcohol-related Clorox or any of those things.
None of your Clorox wipes.
Yeah.
None of them.
Don't use that. But as Sungold said, that it's a they've got these, you know, dog paw pads you can buy, I guess, at a dog store or a pet store. These pet stores are still open.
Because they sell food.
They sell food. Mm-hmm. Dog food.
Yeah. And that's essential.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Kara Tennant. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. 8:44 in the morning here on the 23rd. 54 degrees. It's going to go up to 82 today, 87 tomorrow, 83 on Saturday. We'll be right back.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
COVID-19 has forced our community to tread through unprecedented times. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO for Reading Rancheria. Through drought, wildfire, and devastation, we have banded together and became stronger. The challenges we are yet to face remain unknown, but what is known is that this is a community of survivors. Our citizens are dedicated to rallying behind the community in times of crisis. It is the same dedication to our community that will help us face COVID-19. We ask that you follow CDC guidelines and to continue practicing social distancing. We are all in this together.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, tomorrow, Wednesday Place joins us, House of Realty. We're trying to do as much, we do a lot of talk about the COVID, the CV-19, and next week we're going to launch right back into that. We've asked Senator Daley, to be on Monday to talk about, and he was hit the papers today about saying, hey, it's time to open up this northern region. We've been hit a lot less than the southern region of California, and I wholeheartedly agree. So we've got to figure a way of doing that, because just because L.A. is up to their butt in coronavirus and other places doesn't mean that we are. And there should be different rules for different parts of the state. State's so big, you could well, as we know, we could divide it easily.
That's what she's talking about.
Huh?
The one-sided.
The one-sided? No, because, you know, no, that was some guy, I think, that said that. I can't understand why they think that this one size fits all, and we are different up here. I'm here with Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital. You're here. You picked this place, and you could – I mean, you're a veterinarian. I mean, theoretically, you could go any place in the United States and work, because there's a shortage of veterinarians. Plus, you're a great veterinarian. All those things. You can run hospitals. You chose Shasta County because you are an outdoor person. You're an athlete.
That's right.
And this is one of the reasons you chose this place.
I know.
And you don't want to live – but people all around you.
No.
And this is the kind of people that we attract up here, is, you know, independent people that don't want to be, you know, stuffed into things, don't want to be put into boxes and all that. So we're different than people that want to live in big cities.
Yeah. I always say I don't understand why more people don't live here, because it is so beautiful.
I don't know
either.
There's
so much to do.
Yeah.
But I don't want a ton of people to live here either.
Well, and here's the danger when you open up. Oh, Shasta County, you know, we're going to use them as a model. They're going to have, you know, the lakes are open, social distance, blah, blah, blah. So who's going to come up here? All those people from San Francisco. They're
going
to go, I want to come out and walk. I want to come out and do this. We're going to come up there. Oh, we can stay in the hotels. And now we get 10,000 people in a weekend that come up from San Francisco or Sacramento that want to come up here. And now, oh, the CV rate just went up. I wonder how that happened. Okay, going back to our pets. Like you said, that's I didn't think about that. Now that you're home, you're walking like five times as much. The dog's not ready for that. What about cats? Cats are solitary animals, and I have a tendency to, cats like being alone, but that's not necessarily true. But is it impacting on cats if they're humans or home all the time?
So I've seen a few cases where it has, where the cats are spraying in the house, where they're being naughty. Mm-hmm. And when cats are naughty, it's because they don't like something. There's been some sort of change. So whether it's your schedule has changed, you are moving, you have people over, mm-hmm. you didn't clean the litter boxes, you have a dog come over, you know, a whole variety of things. Right now, the biggest change is people are home. And so some cats don't enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cats do. They really love their
their
humans. And when their humans home, then
they're okay.
It makes them really happy.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. I have seen some changes.
What happens? Okay. What should we be looking for then? Because everybody has been home
mm-hmm.
for a month. Maybe it's going to be even longer when people start going back out again. Are people going to have to start expecting their animals are going to be acting out?
I sure hope not. But we see this in dogs a lot, where we see a separation anxiety that develops, where they get used to seeing their owner every day. Throughout the day, and then all of a sudden they go back to work and they're gone most of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then these dogs will destroy things. They will chew bedding. They will chew the walls. They will urinate inappropriately. They'll tear up their blankets, their toys, you know, whatever, because they're so stressed that their owner is leaving. We're going to see it, but I really hate trying to treat separation
anxiety. Would you give them little doggy Darvons or something, or what?
So we do use anti-anxiety medication, but you have to use that in conjunction with behavior training. You can't just give them anti-anxiety medication and expect them to be normal or to back to the way they were.
Okay.
So with separation anxiety, what their fear is that you're not coming back. And so what you have to do is you have to train them that you are coming
back.
So
is this one of those things that you're going to have to make a point? You've got to, you know, and this is going to be hard for people with jobs and hourly wages and all that, but you've got to kind of circle back so they see you.
Yes.
And then you can leave again. So they know that it's just kind of like that for several weeks.
Yep. So if you can set up some sort of camera or video where you can watch them, so you leave and then you watch them and see when they start getting anxious and come back just before they start getting really anxious, and then praise them, and then you can go for a longer period of time. And this can be minute by minute. It depends on how severe the anxiety is, but there are some dogs, the owner's gone for 30 seconds and they lose their mind. But you want to come back just before they reach that point where they're super anxious, so that they know, oh, okay, my owner's coming back. It's going to be fine. I'm going to be fine.
It's tough. It's going to be tough.
It is tough.
So
it's
people should be
work.
Expecting this then. Mm. Also for their cats then, I imagine. And cats can be just so destructive.
Potentially for their cats.
Yeah.
And, of course, when cats are bad, then they're
– really bad.
They're bad.
Is this a time to think about getting another dog?
So I think yes and no. I think it's a good time to get another dog because this is – and even a cat, because you have the time. You're at home. You can train them, especially a puppy.
Yeah.
And then you can crate train them, because that's going to be the most important thing. I mean, it's great to go down and adopt an older animal, and I absolutely love that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have the ability to work for just a few hours a day, you're not going to be gone all day, great. Because crate training an older dog can be a little challenging. But if you have a puppy or you have the time, it's a great time. But what we don't want to see is that, yay, I'm home and I'm adopting, you know, a dog, and then it gets too you get too busy for the dog, and then the dog doesn't get exercise, or they're in a crate all day, or, you know, any.
How long should you keep a dog in a crate?
So it depends on the dog. There's some dogs that can go 8 to 12 hours. I mean, ideally, maybe 6.
Do you crate your dogs when you're gone?
So I do. I crate. So one of my dogs, I can't. So I bring my lab to the clinic every day. Because if he was in a crate all day before I got home, he would lose his mind.
Okay.
Because he's a lab. He needs to be active. And then I have a hound, and she's very sensitive, and she's sensitive to change. So if I bring her to work, she has diarrhea everywhere. She hates going to work with me. She loves her crate.
Okay.
So she'll stay at her crate, and she loves it.
Okay, so dogs are different, just like people.
Yes. Dogs are different, yeah. That's why you have to figure out what your dog is like. And both of them are crate trained, which, you know, I did as soon as I could, knowing that it's safer for them to be in a crate when you're gone. Like if you go to the grocery store or you're going to be gone for a few hours, because you don't want that dog to eat something. Like the lab, obviously, loves to eat everything, cat toys, you know, cushions, blankets, whatever he can get his hands on. So keeping him in a crate is going to be safer, and then I don't have to worry about him getting
But he's like a two-hour crate dog.
He is like a two-hour crate dog.
Okay, after 2 hours, then he starts
bouncing around.
He starts bouncing around. Okay. All right, so people need to know that, though. Your animals are probably going to have separation anxiety. Not everybody can put a camera in there, but you might want to circle back every hour, hour and a half, let them know that you're there, love on them and everything, then leave, and then it just, you know, kind of get them back into it again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot for being here today.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, the idea that, and, you know, the fact that you've done a lot of your background work has been in microbes and germs, and this is one of your loves in life is to find running down germs that can hurt animals. So, you know, this must have been, in a way, kind of fascinating to you.
Yeah.
And you knew about the study I was talking about. Not everybody knows about that study.
I know. Well, I find it fascinating.
Yeah. And when I talked to one of the authors of it yesterday, and like I said, he's going to be on next Wednesday, is that he said there's places from all over the world are also starting to find this kind of, now that they're doing this kind of research, how many people really have the CV19, and they're finding, you know, these numbers could be astronomical.
Yeah.
The people that have it have shown no symptoms at all. It'll be interesting to see what he says on this. Plus, we're having other people in next week that are on the total opposite of this, that this has been kind of a man-made disaster. And it wasn't this bad. And yet all that's happened is we've lost a lot of our constitutional freedoms under this. There's some places that say you can't go out and run on beaches when there's nobody there. You know, they crack down that much. So, anyway, you have a safe weekend.
Thank you. You too.
And we'll see you next month. And hopefully that they'll be back up and that, you know, elective surgeries are going back on.
I hope so.
And that you can start taking care of your animals again.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dr. Kara Tennant. Hey, tomorrow, like I said, One Safe Place, and the worry that One Safe Place has and a lot of people is domestic violence has or child abuse has been going on and not reported since there's no schools. And that's one of the places that reports child abuse is in these schools. So everybody have a great day. Remember, it's good guys against bad guys. Let's all safely distance until we find out we don't have to anymore. Be good guys.
From dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.